Big Sloth.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. Long time no see. How we doing? I hope you're well. How you been? How's your mother? How's your plants? They keeping alive? It's hot out there. My name is Marty.
It's hot out there. I'm Jonathan.
And this is another episode of We Have to Ask, a show where...
Can I try this out?
Yeah.
All right. This is another episode of We Have to Ask, the podcast in which we decide when we're both just have enough energy to put it together, and we'll get it to you.
We'll get it from our kitchen to your table.
It's literally the only virtual farm to table situation.
That's right.
And we, you know, sometimes it takes a while for those chickens to lay eggs. Here we are.
They just, you know, they don't want to do it, or it's a time of famine, or there's predators in the woods, you know, or the times have changed, or there's smoke in the air and they think it's nighttime. Those chickens have a lot going on, okay? Why don't you ease up off the chickens?
Stop worrying about the chickens. There's other places you can get entertainment from on a regular basis.
And protein, if you're waiting on those eggs. You can also, like, mung beans. You can cook that up.
They smell like that.
You can do the aguafava thing, where you take, like, the water from chickpeas, and you can treat that like egg whites. Whip that up. Make a little meringue instead of egg whites. I'm getting hungry. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
It's been a while. You know what? This probably means that anyone watching, yes. I got a haircut.
Look at that
haircut. Like a month ago.
Look at it.
We haven't been here. Yeah, it's nice. The headphones cover up where it's going over my ears because it's time. It's time again to get it touched up.
It's interesting that you say that because you went for a very long time without
that. Yes, that's true. But I'm over that now. The long hair thing, I did it. I never could figure out what to do with it other than just pull it back. That's not a look that is good on me. So it's gone.
I will say I do appreciate that it's gone back to short because my bald spot is coming in real good.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel less intimidated hair wise.
Okay. You know, I'm glad we have these discussions. Jonathan, I'm sorry that I was intimidating you hair wise. My intention.
Man, let's see. What can I update? School year's over. Summer vacation.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Done. I'm going to go see DJ Diesel, aka Shaq, this week at Camden Yards. He's playing a set after the Orioles game on Friday. It's also Floppy Hat Night. Can't wait.
Ooh,
there's
nice.
So much to be had. I just finished the last class, the first ever High Wire Improv in-person Improv 101 class.
Right. Not as an attendee, but as an instructor.
No, as an instructor. It was
nice.
Great. They're a good group of people. There's showcases on the 10th. It's going to be a fun time had by all. Kristen and I have been co-teaching it, and it's been great to teach with her. And so if you're interested, High Wire Improv is got a lot of workshops coming up. They have another 101 class that's going to be taught by myself and Katie Overbay of Baveprov and
nice.
Other improv stuff. I apologize, Katie, that I don't know your full
IMDb. You gotta have that ready for day one.
But Baveprov, I definitely know you're in that. And then there's also an online class that's taught by Stevie P. Don't know Stevie P. Don't know him. But that's what people call him.
He's new to he's on the onlines.
And Tashika. She's
nice.
Campbell.
She also teaching an online?
She's teaching with Stevie P. It's going to be great.
Well, there you go. So no matter who Stevie P is, you know Tashika's got your back.
And you got Tashika's got everybody's back. I got to experience offhandedly what it was like to be Zordon yesterday.
Were you yelling at the Rangers?
Uh, I spoke in front of
Do we
the
need to do an
Oregon
aside here?
the
So,
other
Mighty
side.
Morphin Power Rangers
Okay.
was a children's television show played in an after-school block in the late 90s, based on, I believe it was a Japanese,
Yes.
what is the word for this? It's not like Taizen, I'm going to get this wrong. But superhero fighting show, and it used footage of costumed superheroes fighting monsters taken from that Japanese show, interspersed with segments of American actors doing teenager things at a high school. And Zordon was the floating face in a jar that hires them all out of school unpaid
A
and gives them
floating
powers.
face in a jar that decided to do methamphetamines.
Is that so? You did methamphetamines? Is that your
No, I
connection
did
to?
not. No, 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 no.
Oh, okay.
No, the bit Bryan Cranston was supposed to be Zordon.
Oh, but he was not. Wait,
And then he
in the
didn't.
original show?
In the original show, he was scheduled to be Zordon and then didn't take it. And then I believe Bryan Cranston became Zordon in the movie, like the
Wow.
newer remake movie. Anyway, yeah, no, I spoke virtually to the Board of Education in my county
Yes.
because the I'm going to try to be as politically correct as possible with factual evidence.
Okay.
The
Just be
executive.
factual. You don't have to be politically correct about it. You can be salty about it.
The executive director of the GOP of Maryland is a board member of the county school board.
Wow.
She decided to put up a couple of policies to be added to the group, one of which was the only flags to be allowed on school ground and board grounds are the state
School and
flag of
board.
America, school and board, the state flag of Maryland, the county flag, and also the United States flag.
Yeah.
Now, many people decided that this was definitely against pride flags,
Right.
Black Lives Matter flags, things of that such.
But also, like
So,
the Dale Earnhardt number 3 flags,
yeah,
the
all
Confederate
flags.
flag, which
Yep.
is, just for anyone who
A
may have
good.
forgotten, is not the flag of the United States.
But it's a good one not to have up.
Yeah.
So I decided to speak, and during the speech, one individual got up and spoke about how, we just the U.S. flag means all, and that this issue is dividing our country and our county. So I didn't know what I was going to say, but I ended my speech with this, and I agree. I believe this. Our county was not divided until this amendment to the board was brought up.
Snaps for
And
that.
then it seems we're divided.
Yep.
So maybe we don't need this and we just go back to how things were. Because I get it. And I understand that there are probably some people who are utilizing their platform as a teacher to maybe push their own thoughts. But that's not every classroom. And that's not every classroom in the state, and it's not every classroom in the country. And the fact that we are talking about trying to make our students feel like the American flag is going to make kids feel safer. Not to say that we shouldn't, whatever your opinions are, the flag. Our school raises every morning the American flag and the Maryland state flag. In my classroom, I have a pride flag and I have a trans flag. And it's just to show my students in the LGBTQ plus community that they are seen and they're visible, and I that they're active in my classroom. I've seen them in other classrooms where they have headphones on, they have their hoods over their heads, and the fact that we're just trying to take that away from a teacher's toolbox. Because the other thing was that a principal could decide a flag could be put up if it was for bona fide educational reasons.
Oh boy.
But that was very,
Run every flag by the principal.
But I do want to say that the person who brought this forth seemed very angry by the end of the night. The policy was not voted upon because it was its second reading, and I guess there's a third one, so amendments were made. And one of the
Interesting.
amendments that she put on there again, she wrote this policy.
Right. Which
In
I
it,
want to back up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what conflict of interest things might look like for a school board, but someone who is the head of a political party being so deeply involved
Her
in setting school board policy feels like maybe that's political. It feels like maybe that's political agenda at
yeah,
work.
her campaign website. She has a website where you can donate to her,
Great.
exists,
Can I donate
and it's
from
still
her? Can I
active.
donate negative
I don't know
dollars?
if you can do
Yeah,
that,
probably not.
but one
Computers.
of the things she wrote in her policy specifically was showing the flags of the national flag, the state flag, and the county flag for patriotic pride. So, our friend on the board was very mad about the fact that of the 10 speakers that could speak, 9 were against her policy.
Oh no, she failed to stack the speakers list.
She got very upset, and at one point, in her amendments, she wanted to have stricken the word pride from, and I said, you know what?
I'm not done hooting over
No,
that.
I got a good old chuckle.
Can't have
Yeah,
fried anymore. Oh boy.
there was it was interesting. We'll see. They come back in July, for the start of the new system school year, and we'll see what happens. I mean, listen, if they decide it, all of the amendments were either one amendment passed, the other ones were either 4-4, which means they don't pass, or 5-3 against, and they didn't pass. So I do have faith that things might change. She did attempt to change the policy to allow for international flags because, and I quote, this is what she said, because I guess the French teachers need to have a French flag. Anywho, she
Voters, you did this. Like, you voted to let this person control the destiny of your children.
she and I get it. I understand where I understand where she's coming from because I can have my own views and also accept other people's views. Don't agree with them, but can accept and understand. And I this is what I want to say. We have to come together as a group of people that just recognize that we're all humans, and no matter how we're built, no matter how you believe we're built, we were built the way that we are, and we should be accepting of that. And I'm not here to change anybody's take on that. But what I do want to say is hopefully she will be extremely mad in July, and that her political aspirations that are definitely there do not go any further than where they are. And that's the last we ever have to deal with her. Anyway,
Would be nice.
that is my update.
That's a big one, buddy. That's a big update.
How about you, friend?
I have nothing like that to share. While you were engaging civically and putting very thoughtful words together of support for people who are marginalized in places where they can't help but be, I think I was probably playing Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. It's
How
good.
is it?
It's a good Zelda game. It's real good. It's real, real, real good.
I saw, just to make a connection, that I saw this on IGN, that scientifically somebody has found out that Link weighs 10 apples.
I believe it.
I didn't read the article,
It's good
but
enough.
I wanted to give that to you.
You know what? Given all of the like fun physics contraptions that you can make in this game, I absolutely believe someone was able to set up a balance and put 10 apples on one side and Link on the other and have it balance out. And it's like, there it is. There it is, folks. He's a
Is
witch.
it the best game on the Switch.
It's hard to say.
It
I think it's interesting. I don't think it should be played unless you also played Breath of the Wild. Like that,
Yeah.
you kind of miss out on a lot. And so it is in some ways like it is just like chapter two. Like here we go. There's more game. So for me, I mean, yeah, no brainer. Like we have played some of this and that, a ton of Animal Crossing. But once we like dwindled away from Animal Crossing, the Switch has been just waiting for Zelda to come out, and now
Yeah.
that it's out, like we're playing it again. But for the most part, you know, it just collects dust. Occasionally,
Okay.
I'll go spend money on some nice indie games that I already have on Steam and don't play there either, because I'm a pathological video game shopper.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll tell you, Jonathan, one thing that I have been had my head in, and that's watching the world just completely collectively lose its mind over artificial intelligence, which, you know, we're back to using that term for everything. Literally, it applies to everything from your auto predict keyboard on your iPhone, which is a machine learning model, to the chat's GPT, whatever version you like. And everyone is calling for, you know, the expected death of the internet. Oh, it's going to be filled with AI content, and then the AI will get trained on the AI content, and it'll end up just you know, like a circular nitrogen cycle of garbage, and we won't be able to use the internet anymore. And I don't know if it's true, but I do know, Jonathan, that you and I were there first. You know, we've put ourselves in a machine learning system. Before there was anybody like knocking on Seinfeld, and then oops, the Seinfeld show on Twitch accidentally said a anti-trans thing and got themselves shut down. And so then they came back with, is it Friends? It's not Friends. I don't know. They came back with another one. But like, you know, nobody is knocking down our door offering us millions and billions of dollars. Like, where's Microsoft asking us about our AI? So Jonathan, you know, I drew out the Venn diagram and I said, well, what is this? Everyone lost their minds over the metaverse. And then like that turned out to be a load of malarkey because like the vision that the big companies have for it sucks. Like and you know, Apple revealed this amazing headset. And you know what the one thing they never said was? They never once mentioned virtual reality or metaverse. They said, this is a computing tool. You can use all your computer stuff.
and then they said $3,500.
Also true. And you know, but you know what? Like Apple does that kind of stuff all the time. They're not sure where this is gonna go, so they would like to recoup. Because I'm sure these headsets, like they have the nicest headset, and so I'm
Yeah.
sure it is quite expensive to make. Will I buy one? I don't think so. Maybe the next version. But the one thing that they did not say was like we're gonna be legless avatars flying around a corporate office for the rest of our lives. So metaverse, okay, AI. We're already doing the AI stuff. We've been building virtual worlds for our little Jonathans and Martys to interact in. But it's time to level this up. Like, you know, I haven't been thinking far ahead enough. I've just been thinking, what can this technology do? What do I think would be fun? We've been asking questions like, can it write a script for you? You know, like, can we put ourselves in a world where we like do a lot of road trips because, you know, driving is expensive.
That's true.
So, Jonathan, I have a treat this week, and
Ooh.
I have retrained our models to hyper-focus on themselves building and living in a virtual world where they themselves are producing shows. So I'm putting the meta in metaverse here. We're going meta, all right? So you know, I haven't even really peeked in on it. Like it's been crushing my GPU to compute this thing, and I don't want to, you know, I got to take a break to see what it's doing. So like just letting it get as good as it can. And I'm about ready to flip the switch. So let's see what Virtual Us comes up with when they're tasked with creating the next big Virtual Us. I'm really excited for this, Jonathan. If it works
Yeah, that sounds
out,
great. Yeah.
like we won't miss any more weeks.
Okay.
You know, because like the machine just takes care of
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Pay the bills.
Yeah,
Yeah.
think about having your Tuesday afternoons free all the time.
Woo. I felt it. I know what that looks like.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, thanks for watching, please. I hope you're excited for this debut. And, you know, if it all goes well, then next time you'll be hearing from them, maybe. But for now, goodbye from Meet Marty and Meet Jonathan. Any parting thoughts before we send folks on their way?
Gosh dang, don't.
There it is. All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Please leave us your thoughts about this. You know, here on the wherever you're watching it, live on Facebook or later on our website. We want to know. Like, get hyped about the future because I think it's here. I think we're finally setting our sights to the moon.
Ooh.
So yeah, enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Okay, Jonathan, so wait, I thought you said you finished installing Minecraft.
I thought I did. I've got
Wait, it
it.
had a play button. Yeah.
Yeah, it does have a play button.
Yeah, hit that play button.
Okay. Oof.
Okay, now it's installing. All right. I guess, you know, it could have an update. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so you're gonna install it. Does it have a status bar anywhere?
Yeah, it's down
Oh,
here.
jeez. That is a long status bar.
I just think that's the normal status bar. It just happens to look bigger.
I mean, just relative to the progress so far, I feel like it's got a long way to go.
But the weird thing is like I definitely bought, well, you know what I did? I
Yeah.
got I did the Microsoft Play. So this came free with it. So it's not, I didn't have to buy it.
Oh, so maybe you have the permissions to play it, but they
Right.
will continue to nag you to buy it
Yeah,
until
because it's
you
like,
do.
please,
Oh, I see now,
please,
because
please,
yeah,
please.
there's a included with PC Game Pass under your what is now the waiting on install button.
This is quality tell oh, it
It
closed out.
de-shared. Where'd it go?
All right, let me close back up.
I'll
Hold
bring it
on.
back. We could work on the other
That's.
half of this while that installs, actually. Do you want to
Let me make sure it's still installing.
Oh, it didn't crash, did it?
The game is already running. If you just quit the game, it should be ready to launch at any moment.
Okay. We'll just let that ride.
Yeah.
So why don't you open up OBS then and
Well, hold on. Mojang Studios is loading in.
Oh.
I've got sound. Oh, we're here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you wanna can you share that? We'll see it. We'll
Yep.
see it at work.
Boom. Okay.
Started screen sharing. I don't have it yet. There it is. Awesome. All right, hit for now, hit options. We do want to do some setups. Yeah, video settings.
Hold on, real quick.
Do you need to turn it down? We can't hear it, so you're
Yeah,
fine.
I know. I definitely one didn't share sound. Okay. Video settings.
Yeah,
Boom. Here we
video
go.
settings and oh Lord. Full screen resolution current. That's what is that? I would like to be able to not full screen.
Okay, well, that could be just me because I full screened it.
Ah, can you unfull screen it?
I've
Okay.
unfull screened it, but it still says full
Still
screen
says
current.
this. Current. Can you scroll down? Let's see.
Oh, other
Yeah,
options.
there's more options down here.
Full screen.
Off.
Now I'm full screen on. Uh-oh, this. Okay.
Everything's gone a little.
Yeah.
Gone a
Yeah. Okay.
little.
Fixed it. Yep. Fixed it. Okay. Full screen is off.
Excellent. Okay. This is tricky. So we would maybe we'll have to adjust this in OBS.
Okay.
But the goal is we would like to get you so that your Minecraft window is the same as our streaming resolution, like the same as you, like your webcam out would be.
Okay, so do we know what that setting is, or do I need
Well,
to
you're,
open up
I think
OBS?
like you're not going to want to run it full screen is the thing. So like we'll end up needing to like drag the window size. But yeah, I don't know. You did show some good stuff there. So drag that to the right until you get to like something that's like 1280 by 720.
1280
Yeah, let's see if we can get that.
by 720. 1280. I got by 1024.
Okay.
1280 by 960. Hold on, we're
Yeah,
getting
keep
there.
going. Hit one that's 720.
1280 by 720. Boom, got it.
Nice. Cool. All right. So that will at least then if you put it in full screen later, which we like don't ideally want, but at least that's like a way to get it in the right setup. So cool. Leave this running.
Okay.
You can just leave it in the menus because it's probably using less resources that way. And now let's open up OBS. OBS Studio. This is the real challenge for the computer here. Don't know if you may have to share that window instead of this one.
So beep boop. Share. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. Oh, there's an update.
You can skip or remind me later is probably the right
Yeah,
thing.
remind me later. There we go. Okay.
But nice, you got that set up. Okay. What are these? We've already got a scene here. I would just make a new scene, so I think in the left-hand side there should be a plus. And you can make a new scene. Call it Mine Cam or something, Minecraft webcam. Soup. Sure. Great. Yeah. So we're gonna add some new sources, and you're gonna start with a video capture device. You can probably choose the existing webcam one. Or have you? Was this default, or have you set this up before?
I think we did something with OBS many moons ago.
Oh yeah.
So
That's
should I
fallen
just create a
outside of my
new?
recollection window. Yeah. You
Yeah,
might as
so let's
well
just
create
do
a
a
new one.
new. Okay. And we'll call this soup du jour.
Okay, that's gonna be confusing later, but
Okay.
that's probably
Okay,
fine. It's probably
Minecraft.
fine. So first we're gonna capture you. So this
Oh.
is actually your webcam. There you
Me.
go. That's great. And then it's going to try and preview this. No, we don't want that one. I wonder if you might have to turn it off in Zoom for it to show up in here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to select it again, like select the back again and then select this one or cancel out, yeah. Either one. OBS
There
virtual
we go.
camera spoilers. Hey, nice. Great. So yeah, we'll start with this and yeah, I think just leave it all at defaults. That's great. And so just hit OK.
That's me.
And now, so you see those red handles, like the red box that surrounds your face?
Yeah.
Grab like the top left handle and just drag it so that you're small. And we'll start with this. It's like maybe bigger than that, but like, yeah, that's great. Cool. So now we're gonna do that capture for Minecraft. So in the sources, hit plus, and you're gonna do. Ooh, what does game capture do it? Let's try it. Yeah, create a new. This might be new since the last time I set up OBS. Specific window, and that window is hopefully Minecraft shows up. Ooh, looking good. Aw, yes. Okay. And then, yeah. Now there it is. All right. Now the final step is to start virtual camera. It's on the controls list there.
Okay, start virtual kit.
Great. And now if you go back to Zoom, you should be able to change your camera in Zoom to the OBS virtual camera.
Oh, okay. Hold on then. Close out of there. I need to go here. And then I understand what you're saying. Boom. And boom.
Oh, you probably gotta
Oh,
turn off
yeah,
the
gotta turn.
turn off the
Okay,
background change.
yeah.
No virtual background.
Yeah. Choose virtual background. I was like, there ain't nothing there. And there it is. Look at that.
There it is. Okay, now if you stop screen sharing, can we see? Yeah, so that's your camera
There.
now. And so
Look at
now
that.
as you play Minecraft, we'll see it because that's your camera. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, folks. This is hour three, and we finally got it set up. So I'm thinking we should call it here for the day. What do you think?
That sounds fine.
Okay. Great. Yeah, you're getting dialed in. Cool. Yeah, thanks again for watching, tuning in. Everybody who gave us shouts in the chat. Let us know what you think. What do you want to see us build in our Minecraft world? I think this is really exciting stuff. I don't, I can't think of anybody that's done this before, so I'm excited. So next time, we get this going. It's gonna be big, Jonathan. It's going to
Gonna be
be
big.
big. Yeah, that's all I've got. Jonathan, any parting thoughts for folks?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, well, that's gonna do it for this episode of What's the Next Big Thing? I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan. And as always, it's gotta be bigger than you think.
See y'all next time. Which, actually, if you wanna switch your camera back right quick, there, you can get
Okay,
the
hold on.
nice little photo of each
Shift
other.
stop virtual.
Yeah. It's
And
just in
then,
Zoom, you just gotta.
well, I was worried that
Oh, you're
because,
absolutely right. Yeah, you might have to close OBS, in fact.
yeah, so I did. Oh, okay. Close out. I stopped the recording. Okay,
Yeah.
let's go rear
Oh, you know what? Okay, maybe
and
we'll take a little bit of time
stop.
next time because
There we go.
we can actually do it so that OBS can, because then you need a scene with just your webcam, and then in OBS you can just switch. So
Okay.
yeah, that's my bad. Great. Well, thanks again, folks. We'll see you next time. Which means, oh yeah, look at that. Credits are go.
This has been another episode of We Have to Ask Live. We'd like to thank our producers, Amy and Hibbler. Thank you guys for asking for us to install music. Check them out on iTunes, Wireless, and Spotify as well. Give us a rating and review. It really helps. Join the discussion online at wehavetoask.com or Facebook or that other site that we have to ask. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts and stuff at wehavetoask.com. And if you really want to hear Skies of Chaos, check them out at the Orioles. Whoa! February 1st, they're performing live.
Nice. Man, I would like to go to an Orioles game.
You can come up.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.